In New York today, planners unveiled the finished design for a memorial on the site of the World Trade Center. As Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports, the winning design has changed in recent weeks.
The task was tremendous, to create a memorial for nearly 3,000 people while commemorating the horror and the endurance that have come to define the September 11th attacks. More than 5,200 people submitted proposals in an international competition. The winner was Michael Arad, a 34-year-old architect for the New York City Housing Authority. His plan, which is called Reflecting Absence, preserves the original footprints of the Twin Towers. In their place, he's designed two voids at least 30 feet deep, filled with cascading water. These pools are surrounded by trees. Vartan Gregorian, president of the Carnegie Corporation, chaired the memorial jury. He says Arad's creation is symbolic.
This design is going to combine two major features. One is void, sign of loss, sign of disappearance. And the other going to be a grove of trees between death, mourning, and life.
The trees were added when Arad emerged as one of 8 finalists last year. Gregorian says the jurors found his original voids too stark, so he collaborated with the established landscape architect Peter Walker. The two designers have made several changes since their plan was chosen last week. There are now 2 cultural buildings on the eastern boundary. Visitors can also go beneath the 2 pools of water. There, they'll see a continuous ribbon of the names of the victims. Firefighters, police, and other rescue workers will be listed at random with everyone else. Some of their relatives wanted them listed separately, but Arad says they'll be designated with the insignias of their agencies.
This is something I struggled with for a very long time, and it has been very difficult because every way that you find to do this satisfies some, but causes pain and anguish to others.
Arad also maintained part of the original slurry wall or foundation of the Trade Center. Visitors will be able to descend down to the bedrock, and they can enter a museum with twisted steel, a crushed fire truck, and other relics from the attacks. There's also a smaller room set aside in the bedrock of the North Tower's footprint with a stone vessel holding the remains of unidentified victims. The memorial was praised by many family members. Nikki Stern, who lost her husband, Jim Pottordi, also liked the combination of light and trees above a darker place for mourning.
It takes you on a journey down into the worst possible moments and then brings you back up into something that's life-affirming.
But some relatives of the rescue workers weren't completely satisfied. As the widow of a firefighter, Marianne Fontana wanted her husband's name listed alongside others from his company.
Certainly don't want to take anything away from any civilians that lost, but I think it's important that he be listed with the men he went up in the building to.
Those involved in the project have said all along there was no way to please everyone, but they say the latest revisions show they were listening. Fundraising for the memorial will begin soon, and groundbreaking is expected by September 11th of this year. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.